All right, let's dive into this stack of source material we've got here. We're looking at a smart system, apparently designed for those really big dishwashers.
Yeah, the commercial ones. Think about, you know, large restaurants, hotels, maybe even hospitals.
Exactly. And picture this scenario, right? You're running one of these places, dishwashers going constantly, they're absolutely vital. But then what happens when one of those heavy-duty machines just stops?
Yeah.
Just fails out of the blue?
Well, it's more than just inconvenient, according to these sources. They really highlight some significant fallout. We're talking serious financial hits. One example they cited was losing something like $10,000 per month from just one machine breaking down. And that's just covering repairs and, believe it or not, wasted soap.
Yeah.
And the technicians, often they're only called after the machine is already down, already causing chaos.
Ouch. Yeah, that sounds incredibly reactive and expensive. So, okay, our mission for this deep dive then is to unpack what the sources say about this proposed system. It's called the Smart Dishwasher Guardian. And it's positioned as, well, a way to prevent these kinds of costly, unexpected meltdowns.
Precisely. The sources use this this great analogy, actually. They frame it as acting like a combination of a doctor, an accountant, and a security guard for these machines. The whole idea, really, is shifting away from fixing problems after they happen towards, you know, preventing them proactively.
A doctor, accountant, and a security guard. Okay, let's break that down a bit. How does it actually do all that? What kind of tech are the sources actually describing here?
Well, it seems to start with smart sensors fitted onto the machine itself. Let's take the accountant role first. Flow sensors seem key here. The sources compare them to, like, a water meter for your house, but tracking both water and soap usage very closely. They can apparently spot if a machine suddenly starts guzzling way too much soap. And the sources claim this alone could lead to huge savings.
How huge?
Up to $3,000 a month for a big operation, just by cutting out that waste.
$3,000 a month just on soap. That's actually a surprisingly big number the sources are putting out there.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the security guard function then? How does it manage that aspect?
Right. So that seems to come through something they call a cloud check-in. It's framed almost like the machine makes a daily phone call back to, like, a central system or headquarters. The sources suggest this regular check-in can be used to block machines that might have been, say, stolen or maybe are linked to accounts that are behind on payment plans.
Interesting.
They even put a figure on that problem claiming theft and non-payment issues could cost the industry up to $500,000 a year.
Wow. $500,000 a year across the industry.
Yeah,
that's a staggering potential loss they're pointing to. And you also mentioned the doctor role. Does that mean it can sort of predict when a machine is about to get sick, so to speak?
That seems to be the goal, yes. The sources describe two main parts to this, a dashboard and a data tracker. The dashboard sounds like it works as a kind of diagnostic alert system, a bit like your car warning you about low tire pressure before you get a flat. You know, it sends out these fix me before I break notifications. The claim is this could cut repair costs by up to 30%.
Okay, proactive warnings. Makes sense.
And the data tracker.
The data tracker, they say, acts more like a black box flight recorder. It keeps a detailed log of the machine's performance, apparently for up to 3 months back. This history can be really vital for diagnosing problems accurately when they do pop up. And, as the sources point out, it helps settle those frustrating blame games about who's responsible for a repair.
Right, so it's trying to catch everything.
Yeah.
The soap overuse, potential theft or blocking needs, and predict those breakdowns before they happen. It's all about using data to head off those big, sudden, expensive problems. The sources really seem to hammer home the tangible benefits of avoiding failures, cutting waste, preventing theft, speeding up diagnostics. Exactly, and the overall value proposition they present is really about peace of mind. They explicitly talk about avoiding that horrible 2 a.m. emergency call because a machine is flooding the kitchen or just ground to a halt. The sources make quite a strong case, arguing that for less than what it costs to replace even one of these broken commercial dishwashers, an operator could potentially protect all their machines for years.
So it elevates these complex, expensive machines from being unpredictable liabilities to being, well, manageable assets.
That seems to be the core argument, yes. It fundamentally shifts how these critical systems are managed.
Moving from that reactive fix-it-when-it-breaks model to something much more predictive and controlled.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening? If, like the sources suggest, preventing these unexpected breakdowns, the soap waste, the stolen machines, if that could potentially save businesses hundreds of thousands of dollars each year, Does the real cost actually lie not in getting these smart systems, but maybe in not having them? It makes you wonder what other critical, maybe overlooked systems in your own work or even your life could really benefit from having their own dedicated guardian. Something to think about.